Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everyone assumes you told Mitt Romney tonight. Senator?
Spit it out, man. All I said was the obvious, which is Mitt Romney's going to be the nominee, and I'm going to support the nominee, whoever that nominee is, period.
Well, that's Mitt Romney.
Well, that's what it looks like, yeah.
He's won all five states tonight, yes. In Pennsylvania. You're also on the assumption that he is the nominee.
I will support the nominee of my party.
You've just endorsed Mitt Romney.
Well, that's nothing new.
I'm anybody else, is it? Well, Ron Paul.
Okay. So, convey, he knows. He's working the delegates really hard, I can tell you.
Can I put it this way to end this debate? If Mitt Romney is the nominee, you will endorse him.
If he's a nominee, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that he defeats Barack Obama. Absolutely. And that's why I got into this race.
He will endorse him.
I'm going to support the Republican nominee.
You're not being a politician anymore.
I'm not being a politician.
You're an honest straight talker. You've been boasting.
I'm being an honest straight talker. He's the nominee of the party. I'm going to do everything I can to help him win.
Including endorsement.
Absolutely.
There we are. So what did you say?
Hi, there is Piers Morgan last night trying to get Rick Santorum to say that he's endorsing Mitt Romney. It was sort of typical political speak, was it not? And so we'll talk about that and all of the other ramifications in this hour of what happened yesterday in Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, which Mitt Romney won decisively, all five of them yesterday. So what does that mean? He's the nominee, pretty much, right? How do you feel about that? 800-510-8255. According to the tabulations, Romney now has 764 delegates, 1,144 needed to get the nomination. Newt Gingrich has 141. Ron Paul has 75. And the aforementioned and heard from Mr. Santorum has 273. So does that put him into some kind of a position of power to maneuver around? Ron Paul do have a certain amount of influence. Is Gingrich out? What do you think? I'm not getting out of here. I think Ron Paul is not he's getting out. And I think that's one of the reasons there's a deal there someplace. At any rate, the next primaries are not until May 8th, and they would be in the state of Indiana, North Carolina, and West Virginia. If you live in one of those states, what do you think about being so far out that you really don't have a say in who the candidate is, who the delegate is? The primary season is so important. I maintain that it's more important in many ways than the general election because you kind of weed through all of the various candidates, and people just don't get out. And the show up in the voting, number-wise, is disgraceful, yet there's so much at stake. Anyway, here are some of the highlights from the Romney speech in New Hampshire last night.
After 43 primaries and caucuses, many long days, and more than a few long nights, I can say with confidence and gratitude that you have given me a great honor and solemn responsibility. And together, we are going to win on November 6th. Tonight is the start of a new campaign to unite every American who knows in their heart that we can do better. The last few years have been the best that Barack Obama can do, but it's not the best America can do. Tonight is the beginning of the end of the disappointments of the Obama years. We know that this election is about the kind of America we will live in and the kind of America we're going to leave to future generations. Now, when it comes to the character of America, President Obama and I have very different visions. Government is at the center of his vision. It dispenses the benefits, borrows what it can't take. Those who promise to spread the wealth around only ever succeed in spreading poverty around. In the America I see, character and choices matter. And education, hard work, and living within our means are valued and rewarded. And poverty will be defeated. Not with a government check, but with respect and achievement that's taught by parents, learned in school, and practiced in the workplace. We will stop the days of apologizing for success at home and never again apologize for America abroad.
So that sounds like a campaign speech, doesn't it? It's Romney versus Obama. If you were voting today, for whom would you vote? and why? Another question that concerns a lot of people in the news media, because there's a poll every day, and one day it shows one thing, and the next day it shows another thing. Earlier in the week, it had Romney up by, 7 points, or at least one of them. There are about a dozen of these polls, and they're taken by the parties, they're taken by various public interest groups. Watch the Pew Research as perhaps the one that has the most value, because the networks will be skewed. They're all skewed. But they come within, and they always say there's a margin of, 3-4%, and that's probably fairly true. But at any rate, the number, and that's been what the number has been, but the guys are pretty much neck and neck. So what's going to make the difference for you in terms of who you vote for if you're in the middle? If you're a Republican, standard Republican, except for some of the people who are in the deep South who are just going to not vote because they don't like Mitt Romney. But for the most part, the industrial states, whether they're really hardcore union, I mean, even the unions are turning their nose up in some places for Obama, where he is making a difference, or at least how things are coming around. He worked the women for a while, and that would have been fine, except for a few things that sort of fell apart, if you know what I mean. And then now he's working the younger voters, and they voted for him solidly last time around. But they're not, even though the numbers are there, they're not excited about him. They were really excited about him 4 years ago. They aren't excited. They'd vote for him over Romney if they bothered to go to the polls. So that's the difference in the situation. And there are plenty of other things that are different. But it's just kind of, who do you admire? I guess that's one of the good questions here as well. All right, so all kinds of opportunities for you to call and share your thoughts with us. We'll go through a lot of the information as the results have been solid. There are talk hosts, both on radio and television, who have addressed the victory in those five states and the general candidacy of Romney and who's his running mate. That's what a lot of people want to talk about. So help yourself. That's what the hour is all about, the presidential political game being played and how it's really ramping up. 800, aren't you sick of it? Man, to a point, we've had the same stories, the same coverage, the same. It was yesterday I saw something, or the day before, that suggested that Obama gets more negative news media coverage than does Romney, huh? I don't know where that came from. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Colquist vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Over the past 25 years, awareness about childhood cancer has increased substantially, and it's little surprise that an organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for families facing childhood cancer is currently celebrating its 25th anniversary. Through its years, the National Children's Cancer Society has established a legacy of providing financial, emotional, and educational assistance to children with cancer and their families. Amazingly, the NCCS has distributed over $54 million, with $3 million distributed in 2011, and helped more than 30,000 children with cancer. Since its beginning, NCCS has evolved with programs such as the Pediatric Oncology Program and Beyond the Cure. In the year 2011 alone, Beyond the Cure, a survivorship program designed to educate children and their families about the challenges they may face, has awarded $100,000 in college scholarships to 32 cancer survivors. For more information, visit www.thenccs.org.
800-510-8255, doug@dougstefan.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And Pinterest is also, I think, humming around there in the listen box at dougstefan.com. We're talking about the results of yesterday's primaries. Mitt Romney took them. Here's Newt Gingrich talking about it.
I want you all to understand that Governor Romney is going to have a very good night. And it's a night that he has worked hard for 6 years. And that if he does end up as the nominee, I think every conservative in this country has to be committed to defeating Barack Obama. And let's be very clear about that. And so I want you to know that over the next few days, we're going to look realistically at where we're at. But I also want to do that as somebody who's a unifier and somebody who's realistic. And so I want you to know that we're going to be here through the week, but we are going to think carefully about how we can be the most helpful to this country and how we can make sure, one, that Barack Obama is a one-term president, period. And two, we want to make sure that we send the best, strongest possible signal to Tampa that we want a conservative platform and we want the values to go back to Goldwater and to Reagan to be fully represented, because this is about a lot more than just beating one person. This is about ripping out all of the bureaucracy, all of the bad laws, all of the habits of the left that have been crippling this country, and that is going to take a very vibrant, very active conservative movement. But we also want to say clearly, because the news media gets this so confused, I want to be vividly clear. We have, I think, 23 events altogether here in North Carolina this week. We are going to be at 23 events here in North Carolina this week. Thank you all. Good luck and God bless you.
So that sounds like Newt Gingrich throwing in the towel in a manner of speaking. Don't you think, Keith? Isn't that Newt Gingrich saying, I want to get rid of Barack, and if I can't do it, then we'll get Romney to do it? Is that how you hear that?
I heard that exactly. And here's my opinion. Barack Obama made 8 pages full of promises that I read, and Romney's making promises. The difference is he has state health care. This is a national health care, and they've already hired 4,000 IRS agents. And the way I see it is, with the fines that they're processing in Massachusetts, on the national level, they're going to go after your savings. They're going to go after your 401 retirement accounts. They'll have everything at their disposal up to 3,000 pages, and that's the part that scares me.
Well, the Romney, I live in Massachusetts much of the time, and I will tell you that you examine what happens or what is happening in Massachusetts in terms of health care and how it works. It hasn't broken the state. In fact, it's fixed a number of problems here. So you can say what you will about Obamacare. You can say what you will about health care. You and I may not want to be in, and you don't have to be in if you have your own deal. I have my own deal. You have your own deal. But the people who didn't, have what they call mass health here, which is a modest way of taking care of the problem. Is it perfect? No. Is it better than Obamacare? You betcha. So the under scrutiny, other than those who just are so far to the right that they don't want to hear about it, if that's the way you got to go, this is the much better way to go than what Obama's put forth. 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The Republican presidential nomination all but in hand for Mitt Romney. And now he refocuses his efforts on challenging President Obama, raising a lot of cash for the battle and reconciling his one-time primary rival, Rick Santorum. Here's Michelle Bachmann talking to Greta Van Susteren, and she dances around endorsing Romney.
They swept five. Big night for him tonight.
He did. This is Governor Romney's night. This kind of told the tale. I don't think anyone really thought this was going to be in contention, but I think this really was turning the page in the Romney campaign and ultimately to gain access to the White House, because now what we need to do is make sure that Obama's a one-termer, and I think that Romney's the man to do it.
Does that mean you're ready to endorse Governor Romney?
Well, I've been working very hard for the last few weeks to be able to unite our party. That's really been my focus. It isn't about me. It's about defeating Barack Obama. So I've been working with the Tea Party and conservatives, social conservatives, to try to bring people together. And I think we're making a lot of progress.
Why don't you just endorse him? I'm curious. I mean, I understand it's sort of working everybody together, but now that it's sort of fait accompli, I realize that Speaker Gingrich has not moved out yet, but why not endorse him if he's a party? And I take it you'd rather have him president than President Obama president.
I know that I don't want President Obama to have a second term. That goes without even saying. But what my focus has been, again, not on me. I'm not the important part.
But I think people
Governor
look
Romney
to you.
And the victory that he's put together is extremely impressive.
But I think Tea Party looks to you. I think they see you, and I think that you've got a lot of supporters out there. And I think they're sort of wondering, because now sort of the party is coalescing. Mm-hmm. People are probably wondering whether Rick Santorum, Senator Rick Santorum, he's going to meet with Governor Romney in May. But now.
And the thing is, I haven't been shy. I've said that I will back the nominee. I think that it's becoming very apparent who our nominee will be, but it hasn't been about giving an endorsement or withholding an endorsement. My work has really been behind the scenes, behind closed doors. I'm working with real people to draw the party together, and that's what I want to continue to do.
All right. Speaker Gingrich is still in. He lost tonight in Delaware, which he was hoping to win. That was one. What is your advice for him?
Well, the speaker will know what to do. It's up to him. I know what my decision was when it became very clear that I wouldn't be the nominee. I chose to leave the race, and I've been trying to work to make sure that our nominee will be the winner, and Newt Gingrich will make his decision. The focus, rightly, is on Barack Obama and his failed policies and how we need to have an agenda that's going to get people back to work.
But you've got some loose strings, though. I mean, the party isn't all united. If everyone hasn't endorsed a single candidate, he hasn't clinched all the delegates.
Yeah.
You you've still got people in the race. I mean, there are some, you know,
Honestly, this is pretty low on the priority level, because the biggest priority of all is coming together. That's what we're doing. Remember, don't forget, the Democrats were in complete and total disarray in June of the election year. We are going to be more than united by the time June arrives.
Is Governor Romney a conservative?
Well, that's what the voters are choosing right now. I think that he's got a very good record in a number of different areas, and he's explaining that record. He's doing that in a big policy
speech. Has he satisfied tonight. You?
Again, the point is he is satisfying people across the country in the primary races. Overwhelmingly, he's satisfying them because they're giving him his vote. He had a clean sweep tonight. I think that's a pretty strong endorsement.
A clean sweep. Isn't it amazing? Now, that's the second piece of sound that we've heard on the countdown so far this morning. The question was asked of Rick Santorum, are you, and this is direct, are you going to endorse Romney? And Michelle Bachmann, are you going to endorse Mitt Romney? These people are amazing, aren't they? Who do you want to endorse? Your vote and your endorsement was counts the most anyway. 800-510-8255. Coming up in a few moments, Anderson Cooper talks to a bunch of political analysts about the Romney speech last night. More Republican strategists, more talk and conversation and opinion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad, and he loves it.
Here they come!
That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life. And
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
BeProvedBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProvedBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BeProvedBePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BeProvedBePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeProvedBePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're having a conversation, as you might expect, about the presidential race, what the various news, talk radio, and television programs are saying, or through their hosts and calls and guests and experts. What's it all about, Alfie? 800-510-8255. If you're just joining us, Mitt Romney has swept all five of these northeastern primaries. The hard-fought GOP nomination, as I think Michelle Bachmann referred to it earlier, moving him into the official challenger spot versus Obama in November. What do you say? 800-510-8255. As you know, often there are various television programs that come into focus, and the ladies on The View who have a talk point of view every day for an hour on ABC talked about winning the women vote.
Ann Romney says that every day she spends talking to women on the campaign trail with her husband, Mitt, she's more sure her husband's going to win. Now, do you think Ann is making a connection with women that can help Mitt win?
You know,
I almost couldn't say that.
She has become, you know, the wives, there are wives who have been in the background, mm-hmm. and in recent weeks, recent days, mm-hmm. she has become such an effective spokesperson because they are trying to get the woman's vote. And she talks about her diagnosis with multiple sclerosis. She had breast cancer in 2008. She's now cancer-free. And she says, I have this little gray cloud that's over my head. When it's going to start raining on me again, I do need those prayers. And I think we're here for a purpose. And she's been very effective.
You know,
and she's campaigning now more and more. The wives are...
She can't hurt. But we love
it's
it.
Helping.
We love when we see the women speak. I think that's why so many people really take to Michelle Obama. We love it when we hear a woman speaking her mind. Because we also go, you're not just doing it because of your husband. You are making this choice on your own. I think it makes you very strong. We've seen... Remember Herman Cain's wife? She never said anything. And then when all that stuff came out, she never said anything.
Well, if you were her, I would have kept my mouth shut.
No, you would not have. You do not keep your mouth shut for anything.
Well,
neither do I.
It speaks volumes when a woman, when a candidate's wife, never says anything.
But make no mistake. She does have a gender gap, and she is very effective.
Make no mistake.
And if the wife is articulate as she is, hey, it's very good.
Both sides are going to be after the woman's vote. It's not as though just the Republicans now are going to be seeking that. I actually think Mrs. Romney does a great job. Both of these women, the First Lady and...
and Romney.
Mrs. Romney, both are put in a position right now where they can choose to either step back and let other people define them or step forward and define who they are to everybody else. And she's taking that.
When people vote, they should vote on the policies of the party. The women's vote is going to rest on whether the Democrats are better for women or the Republicans.
All right, so there's Joy Behar with the final word, at least from The View. How do you feel in comparison to what their opinion? They represent a pretty broad spectrum of things. I think that most people look to Whoopi and to Sherry Shepherd doesn't bring many people around. And Joy is pretty one-sided. The essence of the other people, it's kind of interesting to see the two tug at one another, if you know what I mean. Barbara Wawa still seems to be the leader of the pack, though. Elizabeth Hasselhoff on the right, and she represents, so she's getting better and better as that show has gone on. All right, so that's my review of that show. Back now to the GOP campaign. Romney on the trail in New Hampshire last night, working right to, and actually talking about some of his predecessors in the Republican Party, which I thought was kind of interesting. Here, Anderson Cooper talks to analyst Paul Begala, who's a Democrat, Ari Fleischer, who's a Republican, about the Romney speech in New Hampshire last night.
It's also been reported that, former President Clinton has been urging the Obama campaign to spend less time calling Mitt Romney flip-flopper, more time painting him as severely conservative. To use Romney's own words. Do you agree? I mean, if that's true, the former president is saying that, do you agree with that strategy?
Well, I think, in short, yes. Not conservative. I don't think this election is going to turn on a left-right axis. But I do think there's peril for the Democrats in focusing too much on the flip-flop. Because I do think some of those independent, moderate voters, they might hear flip-flop and take some comfort in it. In other words, they may just say, oh, he had to say all those crazy things about outlawing contraception, not outlawing, banning the funding for contraception just to get the kook right in the primaries. So now he'll flip-flop. They could take some comfort in that. I instead think Democrats ought to follow Mitt Romney's true north. From birth to today, Mitt Romney's had a true north, and that is he is a product of wealth and power and privilege who has amassed a ton of it and who has used it to amass more wealth and power and privilege for a tiny elite at the expense of the middle class. It's not left-right, it's up-down, and I would go right at the heart of the middle class, and I would frame the whole election on who can better build an economy for the middle class. You know, Thurston Howell III over there, or a guy who was raised by a single mom who worked hard and went to the same schools but got there on merit and scholarship instead of on Mitt Romney's
day. Ari, do you think that's going to play among voters? Because, I mean, Governor Romney actually mentioned that tonight, saying, look, I'm not going to run away from, I'm not going to be ashamed of success.
Well, the problem with Paul's analogy is President Obama's taking America on a three-hour tour, and his economy's got marooned. So I don't think that quite works. You know, what I liked in Mitt Romney's speech tonight on the issue Paul addresses, he said that the president shouldn't criticize people for achievement. We should congratulate people for achievement in this country. And that's right. That's what makes America great and strong. And we need that. And we need to send a signal to low-income people, you should achieve and become middle-income people. And the middle-income people, you should achieve and become upper-middle. And upper-middle, you should become rich. That is the American success story, and should be celebrated at every step along the economic ladder.
That's what I think Mitt Romney has the chance
to drive home if he is unapologetic about who he is and if he gets more comfortable with who he is.
He needs to apologize for how he got rich. He is not Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Steve Jobs, who created a new company and provided goods and services.
But he's saying he created multiple companies.
He's certainly not telling the whole truth. A vast amount of that wealth was amassed by taking over companies, loading them up with debt, paying himself and his partners millions of dollars out of that debt, crashing the company into bankruptcy, laying people off and canceling their health benefits. That is not the American dream. He rigged in many cases. Now, some of his investments were quite good. Good for him. In many cases, he rigged the game to benefit himself in a way that even Republicans in the primaries thought was really problematic.
Yeah, good luck selling that. That's not really true at all. That's the way those companies work in many instances. But that's a hard sell when you look at the facts. So let them try to sell that and see what happens. Paul Begala and Ari Fleischer with Anderson Cooper on Mitt Romney. 800-510-8255. We have a lot of fairly good sound here from radio and television. Let's move on talking about the election. Actually, the results in Pennsylvania were pretty interesting. If you haven't heard them, a couple of incumbent Democratic House members lost their seats in the primary yesterday. One was ousted by a political newcomer. The other was bounced by the same sort of thing that got Dennis Kucinich. In other words, redistricting member against member. Tim Horton was beaten by newcomer Matt Cartwright, who delivered one of the most interesting incumbent upsets in the year. Holden had been in for 20 years. He was not popular. The people reacting to some of the things, the so-called Blue Dog Coalition, the fiscal moderates, and he was there, and the Democrats don't like him. At least Northeastern Democrats don't like him. Let's listen to Rachel Maddow from MSNBC talking to Steve Schmidt, who's a Republican strategist. Again, the focus on the speech and what's going to happen likely in the general election.
It's hard to know on a primary night whether or not a speech is just another speech, particularly when there's no drama at all about what's going to happen in the primaries. But you think this was significant from Romney?
It is a significant speech because tonight Mitt Romney became the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party.
Didn't he become the presumptive nominee?
Well,
six months ago?
I think we all knew that this day was going to come, but today's the day it happened.
And
think
he
everybody
declared it, at least.
He declared it. Everybody acknowledges it, with the exception of Newt Gingrich. He's going to be the Republican nominee, and I think this was by far his best speech that he's given on any of these primary nights. This was an economic speech aimed exactly to the middle of the electorate. This is a message that has appeal in the middle of the electorate. It's a message that unites the entirety of the Republican Party on these economic issues. Thought he looked good tonight, and so we're going to have a tough race. It's going to be a close race, and you're going to see this message. I think he previewed tonight is going to be the architecture of the campaign he's going to try to run against the president.
Well, let me ask you about the unifying nature of this, though. I mean, Mitt Romney, one of his early gaffes on the campaign trail that actually did resonate was him saying, I don't care about the very poor.
Sure.
Like, there's a safety net, and if there's problems with it, I'll fix it or whatever. But I don't care about the very rich, they'll be fine. Like, he said that, so he's got that sort of on his plate. House Republicans just voted are in the process of voting to eliminate tens of billions of dollars worth of food stamps. Mitt Romney opens up his speech with talking about people on food stamps, single mothers working two jobs, and seniors who cannot afford gas. These are not the people who he has been talking about, and it's not the people who House Republicans certainly have been trying to woo with policies that have been demonizing people in that situation.
Look, House Republicans are a political anchor for him in this race. They have very, very low approval numbers. He's going to distance himself from the congressional Republican brand. You saw him do that yesterday with student loans, for example. What you saw today is a speech outlining philosophically, how do you create prosperity in this country? How do you create opportunity in this country? And this is the alternative vision to the speech that the president gave earlier in Topeka, where he outlined a progressive vision about how you create prosperity. We have big choices in this election, and we have two fundamentally different philosophies, I think, that are going to be put before the American people with regard to the role, the proper role of government, how you create prosperity in the country. And I think you saw Mitt Romney tonight very effectively preview his.
800-510-8255, a Republican strategist named Steve Schmidt on with Rachel Maddow. A couple of more of these, and it will take some of your calls as you stand by at 800-510-8255 on today's Countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Gary, come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best to record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing right now at your Honda dealer.
Current driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
If you saw the movie Black Hawk Down, you know what happened on that mission gone bad in Mogadishu. 18 of our heroic soldiers were killed and more than 70 others injured. One of those hurt was then Navy SEAL Howard Wasden.
I sustained 3 gunshot wounds and I was in incredible pain for years.
No more, though. For many service-related back and neck conditions, the military is increasingly following the lead of civilians by turning to chiropractors for their treatment, says Wasden.
Years after my injury, a fellow officer referred me to her chiropractor. After 3 adjustments, not only was I able to sleep through the night without any neck pain, I was able to walk without a limp. I can't tell you how incredible that felt.
And how's this for a neat twist? In addition to writing a new best-selling book titled SEAL Team 6, Wasden is now, yes, a chiropractor. To learn more, visit yestochiropractic.com. That's yes, the number 2, chiropractic.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Give Sustanex Advanced Probiotic a chance to help. Shift Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it. So take the Sustanex 14-day challenge. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Get started at Sustanex.com.
The Doug Steffen way of overviewing what's going on is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy to have you along with us every day at this time. Our focus in this hour has been the Mitt Romney campaign, the presidential race, the winning of these primaries. And here's analyst Dave McConnell talking to host Dimitri Sotis about the roles that Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and the economy may play in this race as it moves forward.
He's surprised people in the past. He's had ups and downs. And as I said before, it's going to be very, very difficult for him to continue this campaign. He's going to continue, though, in Newt Gingrich style. And, you know, maybe there are some more surprises. But that's largely up to the voters now, not Newt.
What would a Santorum endorsement mean for Mitt? An expected endorsement. I don't know how lukewarm it'll be, but...
Right. Well, depending on the warmth, depending on the substance of it, it could be a great help. But at this point in time, endorsements are not what Mitt Romney needs. He needs love. He needs support. He needs backing by the rank-and-file Republican Party, a number of whom still apparently have reservations. They're going to give it up and vote for him because they don't want Obama to win. But how much enthusiasm they'll really have and how much enthusiasm he really needs, Mitt Romney, remains to be seen.
Do you expect a close race in November? Because every time you turn around, a different analyst is saying, well, yes, it'll be close, but on the other hand, the president's got more money. The president is the incumbent. He can fly around the country under the guise, let's say, of a legitimate piece of business for the administration, but it's really a campaign event.
Well, I'll go back to what you and I were telling each other way back in the wilds of January when we were first starting with Iowa and New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it would be close then. We knew that it would be a tough slog for whichever Republican survived, and it's going to be that way in the fall because the economy is the constant. The economy is still very, very troubled. People are very concerned about losing jobs, or if they have a job that it's going to be downgraded, they'll be making less money, and they're just worried about a whole host of things, and because of that, the concern on the Democrat side is if Mitt Romney can show that as a businessman, he's got a better plan than Barack Obama, Obama is going to be in trouble. On the other hand, Romney has really been battered in the last several months, and the question is, has he been battered so much that there just isn't, again, the enthusiasm, the oomph for him in the GOP that he really needs to win? So on those issues, the thinking is it's going to be very, very close.
All right, time for you to proclaim what you're thinking as we get to your calls at 800-510-8255. Who would you like to see as a running mate for Mitt Romney? Coming up in just a moment here on the Countdown.
you're not prepared.
GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnock, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen,
and over 30 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And your calls now, 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. George in Illinois, listening to WJOL. You're up.
Well, I favor Governor Bush, Jeb Bush of Florida, former Governor Jeb Bush. He's indicated, implied pretty strongly in very recent days to publicly that he would accept the nomination. There's an old saw that those who seek the nomination won't get it. And but I don't think it could fairly be said that he was seeking it by reason of the comments that he made. Governor Bush is not as likely as some others, such as Rob Portman, Senator Portman of Ohio. He's considered a safe choice in order to carry Ohio. I think Governor Romney could carry Ohio without, with all due respect to Senator Portman, could carry Ohio without Senator Portman on the ticket.
All right, so who do you want to see on the ticket? That's basically the premise of many of the people who are lined up to talk here. In other words, who's a good running mate choice? Here's another Ohio caller named Mike.
You know, as far as the vice president pick goes, you know, I don't think it really matters on a vice presidential pick. Because, you know, the system is kind of rigged up and with corporate international weasels that have bought and sold us out, you know, NAFTA, Glass-Steagall, Iran-Contra, the Iraq War, profiteering. My vote doesn't count. It's all corporate aimed, and that's who runs the show here.
All right. So whether Mike means Ohio or I guess America, there certainly is a lot of grassroots movement to try to change that. Whether you know it or not, there's a resolution, a sort of petition going on around the country. The resolution is aimed at the Supreme Court decision to allow, it was the Citizens United decision, to allow all this money into the campaigns. And many towns and cities around the country are passing this resolution, which basically calls on you to know who it is that's supporting this sort of thing. If your candidate for Congress or Senate is in support of it, you ought to know it and know how really basically illegal it is, even though the Supreme Court says it is, it isn't.
So one of the other issues that will come up between now and November. Pam in Florida, what you like to see for a ticket?
My thoughts are I am a Christian. My choice for president would be Newt Gingrich and Vice President Sarah Palin. I support Romney if he becomes a front runner, but I believe Sarah Palin was chosen by God, and I believe that she is the only one that has the guts and the determination to clear up Washington as she did Alaska.
All right. Okay, madam. You keep thinking that way, and we'll all have a wonderful time. 800-510. Does that sound too snide? I think people who think like that, well, it's just, there's a react. Never mind. I will lose no matter what I say. So I'm moving on to Paul in New Jersey. Go ahead.
There's no perfect choice, but I think probably the best choice, at least at this point, would be Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia. He would be a reassuring figure. He seems, he's a governor, he's been Attorney General of the state, he has a military background. I think reassuring to the country that he's ready to serve. He would be reassuring to Republicans that he's conservative enough, where Romney's had that issue. He seems about to be around the right age, so I think he might be what Romney is looking for. But again, there's no perfect candidate for that role, but I think he might be the best.
Wow. You may want to try to find a new cell phone there, sir. 800-510-8255. Let's move to Paul in Tennessee, who has some interesting ideas in terms of a running mate for Mitt Romney.
I think experience is very important. I don't think experience as a community organizer is very important. I don't think a professional politician's experience is important. I think someone of substance, as opposed to their color or whether they could deliver a state, I think someone like Steve Forbes or Herman Cain, either of the two, with business experience, I prefer the two, Steve Forbes, but Herman Cain would be fine also, to give us business experience and aren't tied to this $16 trillion debt. I just think that we need a person with business sense, maybe a flat tax so that all of us can see that we're paying our fair share.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping that you will once again spend some time with us, an hour or two, when we next visit tomorrow here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.